Hey y'all, welcome to Two Hams and a Bird, the podcast where two brothers and a non-related girl brother get together and try to make each other laugh. We hope you enjoy hanging with us and laugh along with our quips.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Two Hams and a Bird. What's new? Rachel.
It's going good.
We were going to record a couple weeks ago, but you had your family Christmas. So Silas and I and the world needs an update on the February family Christmas.
That is true, yeah.
I did not bring my boyfriend to meet them for many reasons that I found were completely valid once I got there and experienced the entirety of it. Honestly, it's a good time. Like, I have to be, you know, you have different humors for like different friend groups, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's kind of like that with my mom's family. It's just a weird bunch. Like, there's no other way to describe it. It's just strange. And I got to be in the right mindset. I got to be the right person. Got to find the right humor. So it's good.
Sure hope they don't listen to this podcast.
You're just odd.
No, I swear.
They're just real
Rachel,
weird.
Rachel, really weird.
Rachel goes, doubt it.
Yeah. That was good. That was a good reaction.
You know what? I walked away. My aunt had made banana pudding and an Oreo cake, especially for me. So I walked away with leftovers from that. And my Uncle Joe, who I'll tell you this story in a hot second, and it'll give you a glimpse into the Karn family. I think it'll be a good summation. But at the end, Karn he was
clan,
like,
if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. In the end, he came up to me and he was like, you still in school? I was like, yeah. He slips me $100. And then he's like, you can kiss me on the cheek. Ultimately, I did, because money. I think, Elijah, Rachel, I think I told you that. I think I told both of you that.
You did, but I forgot.
You don't need to sell your body. Sorry.
I don't know. Well, that is, we are like dancing on the line.
I told you, right? I told you. It's a fine line.
I should not have said that.
What I did then. Okay, so quick story on my uncle Joe.
It is a little strange, I'll admit. Like,
okay,
hey,
well,
here's a gift,
well, this will give you,
but
like,
I want something back.
Give you good. Okay. So he went to the dermatologist one day, and he had surgery on his hand. Gave him lidocaine, so his right hand was numb after the surgery. He went to Chick-fil-A. Got up to the window to pay. He could not get his wallet out of his right back pocket because his hand was numb. And so he asked this poor Chick-fil-A employee, will you reach your hand and in my pants and grab my wallet? And she said, I don't think I can do that. And he said, well, then can I drive up a little bit and you turn away? Because I'm going to have to take off my pants to reach my wallet.
Wait. Couldn't you get your
and
other
that's the
hand,
Karns, ladies and gentlemen.
Couldn't you get the other hand?
He's too fat.
That?
He's too fat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's real big. He's real big.
Got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can't reach.
Oh, that's Elijah.
I'm not going to say anything. I think, yeah, okay. There's many things I could say, but
right.
I just need y'all to trust the gift of discernment that I have at this moment from the Holy Spirit.
I do. I won't use mine.
We will just
I will not
forward.
Use mine. No, I will not use my gift.
The Spirit prompted me and I ignored him immediately.
here's the deal. It's like we're in this situation. We shouldn't have gotten to this point,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, my hand's numb. How did he get it in there? How did he get it in that pocket if his hand's numb? That is
the real
question.
I don't think he took it out. I don't think he had taken out.
Oh,
since
it just had a permanent
I mean?
had a permanent re- yeah. Oh, okay, had a permanent residence. In that pocket.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just it was an unfortunate set of circumstances.
Yeah.
So led that's by my, a strange yeah. decision.
And you know what? My uncles and aunt, my other uncles and aunts, you know what? They aren't that different from that little picture that I just painted. They've never done anything like that, but it's just, you know, They're just different.
I am glad our aunts and uncles are not that way. you know,
to put it lightly,
must be nice.
They're not. But you know, anyways, not that our family's perfect. Not that our family's perfect.
I hear you. I hear you.
They are ideal though.
They are pristine.
They are immaculate.
But I'm gonna tell you what. That $100 bought me 4 books and a tip for a really nice waitress that I had last week. So
nice.
You know what?
Can you update us on what the 4 books are?
Yeah. So I went today. I'm pre-gaming. I'm getting my wisdom teeth surgery in La Mañana. So I had to have books and everything so I could read for post.
Spanish
in the bread in the bread from heaven.
Yes.
La Mana. Yes. I mean, remember they did speak Spanish in the Bible.
Yes. So getting your wisdom teeth removed tomorrow. So
yes, and so I'm getting books. I got All the Light We Cannot See and The Book Thief, both of which are kind of
Liesel.
World War III era type books. Very excited for those. And then I got
World War III era right now.
Oh, Ukraine.
Just kidding. World War II. I am so sorry. I'm in that mindset. You know what? Okay.
The memes. I wonder what the memes are about today.
They're really not. They're really not about that. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
That's so funny.
And then I bought 2 other books that are like thrillers that won't add any like wisdom to my brain.
Is that what you meant by pre-gaming when you bought wartime books?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, that was dark.
Rachel's predicting she's gonna get drafted.
She's the book thief.
Okay. So we got a good one for you. We got a good lineup here. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to follow you, but it doesn't sound good. I don't know what we're doing.
Silas has a work story. Is it just a story?
This is a school story. So technically school work story.
It's a story. It's an occupational
story.
We've gotten away from work stories, which is fine because there's not.
I haven't.
So, then Rachel has internet stuff, and then I've got a pretty good list, if I do say so myself. But you know.
So yeah, just go ahead.
Can y'all hear me?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Elijah.
Everything I do on this podcast is amazing. Like I've determined that.
That's true. Why does Rachel's mug look exactly like the cup that Kermit had when he was drinking tea? It's none of my business. But that's none of my business.
All right, so sorry. Take away with your story, please.
So I'm in a film class. The finest. Next week we're going to watch The Greatest Showman. So we watch only the finest of films ever created. So we're watching the movie, which is I don't know if it's my favorite superhero movie, but we're watching Into the Spider-Verse. And that's definitely top 3. Definitely top 3. And
my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Oh, easy. Easy. Well, no, after all the Tobey Maguire ones, of course. Just Spider-Man 3. No, so we're in, we have to go to a classroom to watch it, but it's like there's like a big projector screen and they have like the surround sound and like they take it way too seriously. And so we're watching the movie and we're getting right to the climax. I'm telling you, we've like I have never heard that film room like that quiet. Like everyone was into this movie. Like we were so far into it. To contrast with this, the next week we watched The Hunger Games, which I actually discovered is the quietest movie I've ever seen because of how much people were talking during the whole time. And like at one point I literally like stood up and booed people. Like it was just like so annoying. But anyways, during this, like, dude, we're all into it. Like all the eyes are fixed on the screen. No phone screens. You know, like everyone's actually watching the movie. And because it's like so mandatory ready. Attendance. It's like mandatory attendance. So we're all like, you know, we're all chilling. And right up, like they're all like, it's like the bit where he jumps off the building and everyone's like fixed on the screen. And all of a sudden in the back of the theater, we hear the door go open up and in walks this professor, not our professor. Our professor's not there. This is the lab. So it's just the TA. This is like random guy walks in. To describe him to you, he has a pea coat on and it's probably like 60 degrees outside. I don't know why he has on like this full coat. A satchel of sorts with jeans and some Asics sneakers.
Of the blue kind?
Of the blue
jeans
kind.
Of the blue kind? Good. Okay.
Some Asics sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yes.
Achoo.
Sneakers. He also has hair down to the shoulders with a neck beard, but no beard on his chin. It's just on his neck. It was actually incredible. And so he walks in and
those
starts
called Neards for short.
Yeah. So he starts, he just walks in and just starts talking to the people in the back. Like he goes, I hear him go, so what are you guys doing in here? And I'm thinking, what does it look like we're doing in here?
Oh, like, no. Like, we just in here skinning a goat. Don't worry about it.
I've got illegal rituals going on. And he's like talking to you. I don't think you guys are supposed to be in here. And the kid goes, yeah, we are. This is a class that meets every Wednesday. Every Tuesday, Thursday in our lab is this Wednesday. We've been doing this for like all semester. Like this is like a constant thing. And actually usually we get out here later because the movies are usually longer. Like you're early.
Right.
And the guy's like, he goes, okay. And it's like starts like walking, like clopping down the stairs on the side of like the auditorium. And everyone's like watching this guy now, like screw the movie. And he goes up and I kid you not, goes to the light switch. And he tilts his whole body to the side. And like puts his fingers underneath like three of the switches.
Ew.
And he flicks it up. Like and his whole body like flings back with it. I wish I was exaggerating, but this moment will be ingrained in my mind forever. And like
I'm just imagining the blue jeans and the sneakers.
Right. So he flicks it, his arm goes back over his head and at the same time. He goes, party's over. And the TA, we were all at one point. I was like, are we about to like die? Like what's going on? And I was like, this is a madman. Like no one actually does that, like ever. And the TA just calmly just looks at him, and just pauses the movie. You hear the keyboard go as he hits the space bar, and right. The TA goes. What? And the professor goes, okay, everybody, you're not supposed to be in here. And we were like, and someone goes, someone behind me, there was a lot of cuss words. I won't repeat those, but someone in the back goes, who on earth? we're just like, and immediately as he's talking, he's trying to like tell us to leave. Everyone goes, boo! We all just start booing this guy, and like we just do not want this guy here. And the TA goes, guys, chill. And we're like, and everyone just gets real quiet. And he walks up to him. He goes, hey, so like we're supposed to be in here. He goes, you may want to just, you know, slow down a little bit before you do something you regret. And he goes, and then he's like, and the guy's like, you're not supposed to be in here. No, and he turns back to the audience. He goes, none of you are supposed to be in here right now. And I was like, whoever acts like this? And finally he goes, okay, I'm getting so-and-so on the phone. And the TA goes, who's that? And he pulls out the phone and he's just on the phone. And the TA is just standing there watching him.
he's on this conversation for about 5 minutes. Love we it. Sat there looking at our love clocks. That. We had to watch this. We had to watch this.
I love this.
And we hear him on the phone. He goes, hey, so this TA thinks their class is supposed to be in here. And he's like, and I have it reserved. And you just watched over the course of these 5 minutes as his attitude just goes from up here, just slowly starts coming down as he realizes, actually, I'm a jerk and I'm wrong. And he gets like real quiet. And then all of a sudden he goes, I hear him go, oh, room 107? Oh. And he said it real quiet. And someone goes, hey, what? Like really loud. And then he goes, oh, okay. Bye. Like hangs up. And then he just like whispers something into the TA's ear. And then he just starts walking out. And then everyone goes,
in shame.
Yeah. No. He just starts walking without saying a word to anybody.
He's just like, whatever.
And we all just started like applauding the TA. And it's like applauding that he was leaving. And then we heard him. We start the movie again. Like the TA rewinds it and goes, guys, I'm so sorry. We're like, it's not your fault. Like, how could you ever have prevented? He didn't even talk to you. He didn't even treat you like you were there. It was clear. Like the student said, that's the TA up there.
Right.
And then we hear in the hallway, the professor, his TA was with him. So this professor also brought his own TA who kind of just stood off to the side. I felt bad for that guy. Really? I hear him out in the hallway talking to his TA. We all hear him. We hear the most embarrassing moment in my entire life. And we're like, dude, that was the most self-caused thing. It was like so like preventable. And like I kid you not, some people stood up with their phones and started filming and ran outside to go like catch him. Like it was like we were all just kind of like that's how like powerful this was. We had given up on the movie. But anyways, later. This is going to segue into Rachel's bit of internet hilarity. In our GroupMe, which it has like about 300 people in it, so no one ever reads it or comments on it. You know, it's like because there's so many people, no one wants to say anything. I sent the first meme that this GroupMe has ever seen, and it was like Tom from Tom and Jerry with a little blanket on, and he's on like a couch, and you just like see him like snuggling down into like his little blanket. And I said, how I sleep at night. No, and I'm not the type of chotch bag who just flips on lights while people are just enjoying a movie. And I tell you what, it got 200 likes. So I was the only time that GroupMe had ever been so united on anything. After that, like it was like the funniest thing, but that will always go down in my line is when he goes, so party's good. Over like we were the bad guys. It was so good. Oh man.
That's good. The amount of just arrogance in that moment. He just goes in. It's like, oh man,
that dude has to continue.
It's the two finger flip for me.
It was multiple switches.
It's the pink coat and the blue jeans for me.
Yeah.
And the sneakers.
And the neared and the neck beard.
It was good. It was really good. That
is so good. Oh my gosh.
I was just like, this dude has to live like. He said that was embarrassing. So like up until that point, he thought he was right, and he will probably act that way again. Like,
yeah, like that's the thing is like he thought he was right, which justified that behavior. It's like, no, even if you are right, that behavior is awful.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Even if you're not correct, sir, please, please, please shave off your neard.
It started with
everything else is completely acceptable, but that is
just, the attitude was fine if you at least look good. Just kidding. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh my god,
poor guy. Anyway,
party's over.
I don't think I'll ever have a story that good like ever again. Like the ice
up. It sounds.
It does. It's like the ice story. I get into these situations that sound made up, but I promise you they're real.
Right.
Anywho.
Oh man.
All right. On to internet.
What you got for us,
Hillary.
I got like six.
Six memes?
It's like more than a list.
My list is four. I'm kidding.
Okay.
100.
Let's see.
I got him. But at what cost?
Okay. It says, my kid sure is doing a lot of dino splaining for someone who pronounces it Velociraptor.
Dino splaining. I may not be guilty of mansplaining, but I am guilty of dino splaining.
Yes, absolutely.
It says to the lady at Costco with her son on a leash, I'm sorry that I asked if he was a rescue. The profanity wasn't necessary, but thank you for not sicking him on me.
Oh, he's cute. Is he a rescue?
Oh my God. That's so messed up. It's so dark. The kid's just listening. The kid's like, oh.
The kid's like 12.
He still has it on.
All right, this one, it's funnier if you can see it, but you can't, so I'm just going to have to describe it to you.
Some people can see it.
Okay, oh, well, hold on.
Yeah. Okay, so we see it. It's a possum wearing a cowboy hat.
It's a possum
hat. Be rootin'. Be tootin'.
Hey!
What?
You gave it away!
Come on, dude! Oh,
read it!
Some of the people already saw it!
One of the rules of this show... You do not take away from Rachel ever.
All I'm saying is party's over.
Anyways, Rachel, I guess go ahead and say it.
I'm sorry, guys.
It will be funnier that when you say it, Rachel, it will be funnier, but
okay, you know, I'm just gonna leave. I'm not mad.
I'm just disappointed. All right, well, he's gone. Okay. So go ahead, Rich.
Carrying on. So picturing that possum with a cowboy hat, it says cowboy advice. Number one, be rootin', be tootin', and by God be shootin', but most of all be kind.
Oh, be kind.
Yeah.
That was good. That's good.
Okay. Hey, Silas, would you get back on? It's really thrown me off here.
Yeah. Because Rachel
has. Hold on. I'm changing my name real quick. Hold on. Keep going.
Okay. And so, unfortunately, when we record this, it doesn't actually show the name. It probably won't show that in the recording. Your thumbs down. So we'll describe to the folks that's a thumbs down. I don't think it is an actual thumbs down in the actual recording. But anyways. Oh,
okay, man. This content took a quick dive.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. This says, I'm tired of people saying, here's my go-to lazy meal, and then they start chopping an onion. Y'all get it?
I'm thinking there's multiple ways this could be taken.
I guess you could say there's a lot of layers to this joke.
Are they chopping the onion because they're only going to eat the onion? Or is it the fact that they're chopping anything at all?
They're chopping anything at all.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, easy meal. They start chopping like, hold up a second. I thought you said this was easy. This isn't instant macaroni and cheese.
I didn't know you were Guy Fieri.
I didn't know you were going to take me to Flavortown.
Oh, Flavortown.
All right. Next one. It says, me in hell describing gaslighting and love bombing to a medieval peasant who was executed for stealing a spoonful of buckwheat in the 13th century.
Oh. It's pretty dark.
It's a really cool thing. Hold on, you just gotta like pay attention.
All right, last one.
My problems are harder.
It's true.
I live in fear every day of being gaslit.
All right, last one. If you ever
It's so good. I love it. I already love it. Be I already rootin'. Love it.
Be tootin'.
This one's already my favorite.
If you ever see me on my deathbed, please take me off my deathbed and put me on my life bed. Thanks.
Hey, put me on the life bed, please.
Oh, okay.
Because actually, I'm only dead because
years of doctors. Why haven't we thought of this?
They're just like so confused.
The answer was in front of us the whole time.
How did we miss this years of research?
We outsmarted ourselves.
Doctors just overcomplicating things. We don't even need medicine.
Doctors over there pulling the head over the patient. Party's over.
Oh, whoa. No, don't put him in the sick bed. Oh, put him in the well bed. Oh. The kid's like, my cold, it's cured. Kid, why do you sound like that?
Why do you sound like Tiny Tim from A Christmas Carol?
Oh, gee. Tiny Tim is cured. Oh.
Also, I've been coughing because of allergies.
And you're not sleeping in your well bed.
Right. Yeah, I'm sleeping in my sick bed. So, dude,
nerd.
Little segue here, a little transition, a little off ramp from the highway to the theater / service.
All right, let's cut this in post. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I do the editing, so no. So I was actually thinking through this list about a week or two ago. I was watching Seinfeld. And there's just this one character in Seinfeld that just irks me to no end.
I'm going to go with Kramer.
This was loosely inspired. I think last time what I was really, really impressed with was how raw and unfiltered Rachel was in her list. and things that just annoyed her and irritated her. And so I have found the 10 most annoying TV show characters. And I'm gonna share them, and I'm gonna share why they annoy me.
And they're all from Family Guy. I'm just kidding.
So these are all shows that I have watched all the way through, or if they're still going, I am caught up on them. So they're in no particular order. So number one, I'll go ahead and say it, since it was from Seinfeld. It is actually not Kramer. Kramer is actually my favorite. Kramer is hilarious.
I have only seen like one episode, so it's the only name I knew aside from Seinfeld.
Kramer's hilarious. It's George Costanza. He's the balder guy with the glasses. The like friend, the really of Jerry, good friend of his. Best friend over at his apartment all the time.
So he's a main character.
He is a main character. Yeah, the main character. But a main character. He is just so, he never takes any responsibility for his actions, and he never does anything different. He never changes. He blames other people for his problems. And it is just so absolutely ridiculous. And so if you've ever seen Seinfeld, funny show, but George is just so freaking annoying. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go through shows that y'all may not have seen first, and then we'll go towards the ones I figure y'all have seen. So that was Seinfeld. So the next one is from the show Frasier, which is actually one of my favorite sitcoms.
It's a good one.
And so if you haven't seen Frasier, you know, he's a radio psychologist.
I don't know the difference.
Psychologist,
because a psychiatrist can give medication. So he's obviously not getting medication over the air. The way they portray it is, you know, the booth he uses is shared by other people. There's a guy who does a cooking show. Well, there's one guy who does sports, and his name is Bob Bulldog.
That guy is the worst.
And he is just, hey, Frasier. It's just like, oh my, he rides. And he just like, is just so extra and constantly making noise and just so irritating and just makes the worst jokes, like the worst jokes to women. And I'm like, how is this even funny? I just don't get it. Like, the rest of the show is so funny, but this guy irritates me. Okay, on to the next show, which is the show that Frasier spun off from, Cheers. And Cheers is a good show. It's a little more, the humor is a little more immature, I would say, than Frasier. Frasier's a little more, like, it's a little more intelligent humor. A little bit. It's still kind of goofy at times. But so in Cheers, there was a woman who worked there. Her name, I already forgot her name. That's so bad. I can't remember her name. The blonde in Cheers. Like, I can't remember her name.
Anyway, hey, all women are the same. Am I right? Elijah makes fun of the coach.
She's not the most annoying one. It was after she leaves, they bring in Kirstie Alley to play. She's the new bar manager because Ted Danson sold the bar. And her name is Rebecca Howe. And she literally whines and cries all the time. And she always goes, like, on the show every time. I'm just like, oh,
please stop. My
gosh, please stop. And it's literally like a child at every little thing, just whining and crying. And then she's like,
I get it.
Really? I'm just like, oh, please, 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 please stop. Yeah, so not a fan of Rebecca Howe from Cheers. The next show is Parenthood. I don't know if you guys have seen that one or not. So it's,
may God bless and keep you always.
They do play that song by Bob Dylan.
That's the theme song.
Forever Young by Bob Dylan.
Love that show.
And so it's this whole big family. There's like grandparents with four kids and kids.
I think I know who it is.
Who are married. Well, two of them are married. One of them's been divorced. Anyways, it is. So I think Adam the oldest son? Adam, is he the oldest? Adam Braverman?
I think so.
He's the oldest. He's married. He has two kids. He's a daughter, and he's got a son with, I think it's either Asperger's or autism. Can't remember which one.
It's Asperger's.
Asperger's. And so the daughter, her name is Hattie. And oh my word, if she is just not the most disrespectful person to her parents, is not just complaining about everything, like getting frustrated with her brother who has Asperger's all the time, and I'm like, look, I get it, but you're an angsty teen, but like, your parents do so much for you and all you do is complain. Like, that's literally all you do is complain. And then like, when the mom got cancer, she like was still a pain, and I'm just like, oh my word. And I know a lot of this is the script writing. And so,
right.
But still, just that character in general,
I thought you were going to say, well, one, I know it's Asperger's because my mom watched that show. Our mom, forgive me. Our mom watched that show. Yes. Believe it or not. Rachel is not. Of course, Rachel, of course, is sworn in.
Rachel. I do not.
Rachel by extension. I watched it as a kid, and that's when I learned that Asperger's was not a bad word. So it will be always be ingrained in my mind that the kid in that show has Asperger's. I thought you were going to say Drew, not because of his character, just because the actor was kind of like, I don't know, he's kind of annoying in the way he talked.
Are you talking about Julia's husband? Who is Drew? I don't remember who Drew.
No, he was the one. He was the young one who went to college, and was never consistent with any of the women in his life. In his dorm room.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were going to say Drew, but Hattie was also very annoying. But
okay, anyways. Yes, no, Drew.
For those who don't care, sorry.
Anyways, moving on from Parenthood to a current show. It is on currently. This is last season. It's called This Is Us. I have been watching this show since it first came out. That's not true. I like binged the first season and then started with the second season. But it's basically this whole story. There's three siblings. They're adults now. They have kids. They're married, or not all of them are married, but they're all grown. They all have kids, actually. Yeah, even though one of them's not married. So And then there's like, anyway, so there's the three siblings. There's Kevin, Kate, and Randall. And Randall's adopted. Kevin and Kate are biological. There were triplets. And then one of the triplets died in the birthing process. And then Randall was dropped off at the hospital. And so it just so happened that he was there. And the parents like, hey, we'll adopt him. And so cool story. But Kate, she is the sister, and she struggles with obesity. And that's a whole thing that I'm not going to, that doesn't annoy me. Like, I understand there's like stuff that there's, and they show a lot of stuff from her past and just trauma and all that stuff. I understand. Mm-hmm. But the problem is with her, to me, is she, and not that I'm not talking about anything with that, but with everything else, she always plays herself as the victim. And it's like in every single situation, no matter how big or how small, it is always somebody else, and she is the victim, and somebody else trying to hurt her. And that is just something that I get frustrated with. And it is like, you sometimes you just made a bad decision. Own it up. Own up to that, you know, like, and so that just anyways, so that is Kate from This Is Us. And anyways, I'm sorry, my phone closed.
Well, I just get like a bunch of hate comments for this. It's like people are like, George is my favorite character. I don't want to hear none of this.
So to be fair, I think George is supposed to be annoying, but it's over the top. So last one that you guys probably haven't seen is the show Friday Night Lights. Really enjoyed this show. Seasons 1 and 2 were great. 3 was okay. 4 and 5 were not great. Doesn't matter. But the main character, Coach Eric Taylor, and his wife, he's the coach. She works at the school as well. Their daughter, Julie, is kind of like Hattie Braverman from Parenthood. Uh-oh. Just absolutely just and like her, Hattie's parents in Parenthood, I would say were probably a little more strict. Not that Julie's parents aren't strict. I mean, her dad's a football coach and they're super old school. But I mean, they're doing these things because they love her. Right. And it's hard to see that when you're a high schooler, I get that, but she does certain things adamantly against them and engages in these things adamantly against them just to make them mad. And it's just, anyways, so very irritating. And not only that, she just, I think the way she talks, and anyways, she just anyways. So, oof. Okay, moving on to the shows that you guys know.
Great.
So, sorry. Thanks for bearing with me. This one is from The Office. The Office, one of my favorite shows of all time. It is Robert California. Oh my God. Yeah, this guy is so arrogant.
You mean Ultron?
I'm not just gonna sit idly by. Now, Jim, come in here and talk to me, please. I just so freaking annoying. And when they're like down in the bait in the warehouse playing music, and he and his buddy just come and take over for Kevin and Andy and Candy. Kevin's like playing that little like wood thing, and Andy's like playing the body and stuff like that. Just oh my gosh, he's just so annoying. Any comments, any thoughts, agreeances, disagrees?
Yeah, I would agree. I also don't like Gabe.
Gabe is kind of a bad character. Gabe also, I almost put him as well. I was trying to only do one per show, but Gabe very much annoying. It's like he's just, his character so creepy. Like he's just like, dude, take a hint. Somebody, they said no, respect that. Okay, so that's The Office. Okay, I'll go ahead and say the next one is from New Girl, and it is Jess.
New Girl. Day,
yes.
The main character.
Thank you.
The show is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love Schmidt. I love Nick. I love Winston. I love Cece. I mean, like, so funny. But Jess just never changes.
Yeah. Never,
even the last season, I'm like, oh my gosh, like all these other characters, you see them develop and grow. Like you see Schmidt go from this like big womanizer and always trying to sleep with whomever to falling in love with Cece and getting married and having kids and being like, no, this is the love of my life. And you see Nick start to take account and take actions for his life and start his own thing. And Jess is just constantly just, again, I don't want to say victim mentality, but just always making excuses for her poor behavior. It's just so
also just annoying.
And just annoying. Yes. Like, yeah. She's like, like she never says what needs to be said. And then she's like upset that she, and then all she does is complain that things aren't going well. It's like she talks so much when she's complaining about somebody, but never addresses it with the person.
Mm.
And then like also in meddling in other people's business.
Yes.
It's just really annoying. That's really arguably cool. The best episodes are when she is on pregnancy leave.
She's
at the court. Yeah, like
she was on jury duty and couldn't be around them. But in real life, Zooey Deschanel was just pregnant.
Yeah, when Megan Fox comes in, I love those episodes.
Yes. That was great. Okay, so, all right, three more. Two more. So, this one is Bob's Burgers. Great show. But Tina. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Tina. Yeah, Tina's annoying. Like, and I know a lot of people like Tina. So many love people Tina. I talk to like her.
I think
absolutely frustrating.
I think summing it up with the episode where Bob lets her drive in the parking lot.
Yes. He's like,
and like, don't
hit the pole, Tina. She's like,
it was like the most avoidable
the only car in the parking lot.
Only car.
And she hits it. And like, and she's like, going like, 4 miles oh, an man. Hour. But also, Bob didn't like, Bob didn't grab the wheel. I was like, Bob, grab the wheel and turn it.
True.
And
like, very true.
But yeah, just, like, and that like, sums up her life.
Her obsession with butts also is a little unnerving.
Yeah,
I gotta admit, like it's I think Gene's hilarious. I think Louise is hilarious. I think my favorite character's gotta be regular size Rudy, just because of his name. But I just don't care for
who's,
Tina.
Who's Jimmy Pesto's friend? Zeke. Zeke is probably my favorite. Yeek. He's such a tool.
Stop it! He's like, come here, JJ. Come here, we'll get you. We'll get
come
you.
Out. I will get you.
Like, Yeek, stop.
I don't think there's a character on that show that I just dislike.
It's Tina.
I love
the health inspector. Tina. The health inspector gets on my nerves.
Hugo. Okay. Hugo, the health inspector.
But he's also written to be annoying. So
that's very true. So Tina, I'll admit, is not the worst character ever, but in the show, she annoys me. But I have a hard time with her. Anyways, so I don't at least we empathize. Have... I don't empathize with her at all.
At least we now have the Bob's Burgers movie that's coming. That's
I knew
be
you were
going to complete...
bring up Bob's Burgers, and I knew you were going to say Tina. I knew it. From the beginning, when you started the list, I was like, he's going to say Bob's Burgers, and I bet my life he's going to say Tina.
Okay, so this last one, number one, and there's a reason. There's a reason this character is number one. Because she's the worst.
Oh, I know exactly.
Mona Lisa Saperstein from Parks and Rec is literally the worst TV show character of all time, bar none, hands down.
John Ralphio is also pretty close, though.
He is, but at least he's like, she's here, and he's like, here. So he's just... He would be the worst if she wasn't there, but because she's there, he's a saint.
That is true. She is awful.
Money, please. Okay.
Money, please. Give it to me. I'm going to scream as loud as I can. Like, oh my God.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
She's great.
Oh my God. Man. And then, of course, her dad's Henry Winkler, who just like condones everything. And
yeah, he like supports it.
He's like, it's easy to just give her the money. It's so, like, she's literally a child. She's literally a child who just wails and gets what she wants. She's the worst. Oh, man. Anyways, that's the list. Do you guys have any TV show characters that you do not like that you think should could have been added? Obviously, Gabe. We got Gabe.
I thought of Kat from Victorious. She didn't start out bad, but as the show kept going and she just did the whole time, I was like, please.
So your audio kind of started just being booty. So
honestly, you didn't miss anything.
I can hear it. It's just, and I can still hear you. Now I can hear you. You're talking about Kat from Victorious.
Yeah, no,
at the
I
beginning,
just
she was like, she would just get offended. She'd be like, what's that supposed to mean? At the end, she was like,
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, it's just done. Yeah, she sucked. Yeah.
That's not a baby.
Ugh. Yeah, not clever.
When she got the spray tan, her character went downhill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it spray just like completely took a 180. Took a 180.
Yeah, for sure.
Other than that, like,
Jade also is a horrible character in Victorious.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she's just so mean for no reason, right?
Yeah.
I did.
Classic bully.
You know, classic bully. What else? Any other ones?
I'm trying to think. I think Ross is my least favorite character on Friends.
I haven't seen all of Friends, though.
A few episodes I've seen, he's very annoying.
He is frustrating.
Yeah.
Really just any character that just doesn't take responsibility for their actions. And I know that's not always easy, but like when it's like, it's never a thing. And there's like actually people like that. You know what I mean? It's like,
Yeah.
You made a mistake. It's okay. Don't exhaust yourself pretending like you didn't, you know, or act like you didn't intend to. Oh no, they're like, oh, this is what I meant. It's like, no, you didn't. So I have one little thing that I would like to add just to this podcast, and Rachel and Silas don't know what this is. And so
I'm worried.
I'm pregnant. I'm kidding.
Oh, God. Oh.
You're for a pregnant? Second, I believed it.
Rachel's like, wait, what? Okay, that was a bad joke to say.
It's like for actually, a millisecond.
Because I actually do want to like be like serious for a minute. I am being serious now. It's funny that I was making a joke, but I'm being serious. I was on a walk/run today because I'm training for a 5K. And I don't know. I was listening to this podcast, another podcast. I listen to other podcasts other than ours. It's called Becoming Something with Jonathan Pecluda. And he's a pastor at a church in Waco. And he's just a very wise dude. And it's really a podcast designed for people in their 20s and 30s and just like where they're at in life and how that we follow God as this season of life. And so something that was just like, as I was listening to it, they were talking about, what was it? What's the word? Perception. There we go. Perception management, right? So managing how you're perceived. And so I have just been really, it's been on my heart lately as I've been just thinking about everything that I do in my life, whether it's for fun, whether it's, you know, for my job, because like, you know, I work at a church. Silas, you've worked at churches, you'll be working at another church this summer. Rachel, you're involved in a church. And so, and like, while this podcast is for fun and it is something that we enjoy doing, it's not like a theology podcast or anything like that. I feel like I just, because I don't know who listens to this podcast. I really don't. Like, I can see the numbers, but I don't actually know, because I'll get a few texts from a few people. But I just wanted to like put it out there. It's just really been on my heart because I feel like what I've been trying to do a lot has been perception management, right? Like on the podcast at times, I feel like I'm like, okay. And even like with the posts on Facebook, right? And even with, it's like, I'm trying to put out this certain perception of what the podcast is. And not that that's fake, and not that it's like, I'm a completely different person on the podcast than I am anywhere else in life. Like, you know, that's not the case. That's not the type of person I am. But, you know, I just, and even if just one person listens to this and is not a Christian, like, I just want to say that, you know, we are all firm, strong believers in Christ, like, on this podcast. And I really think that has been the foundation to our relationships. Like, so Silas and Rachel don't know each other as well. In fact, they only know each other through the podcast, really. But, like, my relationship with Silas as my brother, even though he's my biological brother, like, the only reason we've grown as close as we are is because of Christ. Because, dude, like, I mean, 10, 12 years ago, I could not stand him. And, like, he just bothered me.
Still the case.
And he just bothered me all the time. And I thought there was no hope. I thought there was no way we'd ever, like, be close. And then just starting to see God work in him and work in my life as we've grown together. And same thing with Rachel. Rachel, I thought you hated me when we first met. But really, like, once we discovered that and really bonded over that, it's because of Jesus, it's because of Christ that we have formed these relationships and these friendships that we have. And that's why when we do this podcast, we're able to enjoy each other so much, is because of that and nothing else, you know? And so I know this is really cheesy, but I know we have a lot of people who do listen to this, and most of them who probably already know us and know these things about us. But on the off chance that there's somebody who's listening or watching and just doesn't know that, like, I would feel horrible if somebody listened to this podcast at any point and was like, they say that they're part of this church thing, and I wish they would have at least mentioned it, you know, because, like, there's just so much just crap going on in this world, right? Like, it's getting worse and it's getting worse and it's getting worse. And so, and I don't see things not getting worse, and they might get better. I don't know, but I just wanted to simply put out there that, like, this is who we are, and this is the motivation behind everything we do. Sure, we want to get together, we want to laugh and have fun, and we do that. But, like, this is there's a reason for this. And I think the biggest reason that we're able to get together in the midst of all the chaos of this world and laugh together is because of the joy that we do have in Christ. And so, anyways, that's it. I know it took a weird turn because we were just goofing off and having fun, but I just really felt like today, like, God was like, I want you to at least share that at least one time on this podcast. Like, you have a platform where you're reaching people. Are you going to use that platform for me? So anyways, that's it.
Like, cool, but we're going to lose all of our sponsorships now. So
cool thing is you're still quiet. So we didn't hear that.
No, why?
That's a cool thing.
You keep getting too far from your microphone. And it keeps cutting in and out. It's still quiet, but yes.
Why? I'm like right here. That's so weird. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever. Leave it. Remember that one time, like, a few months ago, you were like, I realized the reason my microphone's been so quiet is because of this. Maybe that's happened again. I'm just saying.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
At 100%.
Anyways.
Do I hear me better now?
Yes, yeah. You're great.
Now. Oh, well, my joke was cool for sharing it, but now we're going to lose all of our sponsorships. So,
right.
Absolutely. But we don't have any. That was a joke. I'm glad I repeated it.
Can't lose what you don't have. Yeah. Thanks for making that joke after I had shared my heart with you. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, dude. Look, dude, I ruin people's memes and I ruin their heartfelt conversations. So that's just kind of what I'm in the business of doing. I am George, really, if you think about it, the character from Seinfeld. I have had that name this whole time. Yeah. All right.
Well, that's all I have. That's all I have for you guys. Do you guys have anything you want to add?
Be rootin', be tootin', and don't you dare be Vladimir Putin.
Is there anything you would like to say?
It happens to be it, no.
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been a good episode, and we'll leave everybody with this. Party's over!